Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, some have called me the queen of predictable sales results because of the easy formulas I share that create predictable results. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process, known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. Well, and those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks. And I don't know about you, but I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women free themselves from the fears that get in the way of reaching their life purpose. So I'm super excited to introduce Susanna Villmer. Now, Susanna is the founder and CEO of Uplift Your Vibration, which is a company that is devoted to teaching women professionals and business owners how to achieve freedom from fear, worrying, and anxiety as it relates to their life purpose and career path. Susanna was born in Mexico and moved to the US on her own at an early age. Her studies took her to various states across the country like Nevada, Texas, California, New Jersey, and New York, where she received her bachelor's in social work and master's in public administration. Now, from an early age, Susanna pushed herself to be an overachiever. And as she advanced in her career, she suffered a great deal of anxiety. Her struggles led to a spiritual awakening, which would transform her life purpose and career path. Susanna came across a powerful understanding of how human beings work and create their reality. And that's when she made the decision to share it with the world. She became a certified spiritual practitioner, law of attraction certified life coach, and energy mindfulness master coach. Now, Susanna has trained with many mentors and coaches in the spiritual and human evolution field to gain a deeper understanding of the world of energy and spirituality. Susanna is also a best-selling author of the book Answering the Call, which she co-wrote with Lisa Sasevich and other experts to inspire and motivate those who are considering becoming an entrepreneur. Now, with her coaching programs, Susanna empowers and guides women to connect with their own wisdom in order to remove the fears that prevent them from living on purpose and having more confidence and success with money. Well, welcome, Susanna. I'm so excited to have you as our guest today.
Hello, Wendy, and hi to everyone listening to the call. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, I just love that you're helping so many women overcome their fears so that they can live with more confidence and happiness. So, Susanna, you've got a tremendous amount of knowledge and experience, and it really sounds like you've gained your expertise through your own journey, as well as by working with other mentors. So, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to go into business for yourself?
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is a great question. After years of suffering with feelings of fear, anxiety, and worry, I made it my mission to mentor others who were also experiencing fear and were constantly scared about their life path and career direction.
Right.
When people are stuck in a job that is not aligned with their passions, or not, they're not making the money that they want, or simply are stuck in life because they're afraid to leave a situation that perhaps seems safe for them, it really breaks my heart because I had those same experiences. And I know how hard it is to move forward when you're filled with worry, fear, and uncertainty. You know, people can miss so many great opportunities in life because of low self-confidence and insecurity. And this is a vicious cycle
Oh,
that
yeah.
keeps them stuck. So when people,
Absolutely.
when people are not able to answer their true calling, they get really depressed, anxious, and even ill. That's what happened to me. So that really breaks my heart to see people in that situation. And that prompted me to go into business to help as many people as possible to get in touch with their own inner wisdom and conquer their fears and insecurities.
Wow, that's great, Susanna. And you're feeling such a huge need out there, because it's a shame when people stay stuck or give up on their life goals because of fears or perceptions of not being good enough. So how long have you been a coach and mentor?
Yeah, so it's, let me tell you, it's embarrassing to admit what I'm going to share, Wendy. It took me years to get where I am today, 7 years to be exact.
Okay.
After getting my first of many coaching certifications, like many people do, right? They get so many certifications because it's never good enough, right?
Right. I think you need another one just to, you know, be able to do what you do already.
Right. And I thought that my career transition from a 9-to-5 job to becoming an entrepreneur, I thought I was going to be a piece of cake. After all, I have always been an overachiever, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, that wasn't the case for me at all. I enrolled in many business and sales coaching programs, which I paid a lot of money for. And I made so many attempts to schedule sale consultations. And I did a good job in finding the potential clients. But I was not able to succeed in my sales at all. I did have several clients from time to time, but the reality, Wendy, is that I was not grounded. Uh-huh. I was seeing the sales process as a measuring tool, which was determining my worthiness and my ability to be successful in the future.
Interesting.
This created a lot of fear, of course, mm-hmm. and completely sabotaged the process for me. I recognized that the fear and worrying was, again, a factor in my ability to move forward in life. Fortunately, a year ago, so this is just a year ago, I had an important insight. And I was able to see that it was only thoughts, as you were saying at the beginning of the intro, it was only thought that was causing me to get stuck in feelings of worry. Mm-hmm. And after this realization, I was again optimistic about my business and started to coach again. Oh, so wow. It sounds very simple, you know, thought, right? Like it sounds simple, but when you really understand like how thought really created all that worry and that fear, and everybody feels this, right? It's part of our humanity. But when you really see it for what it is, it almost like loses its power.
Right, exactly. It becomes kind of an illusion, you know, that you can work through once you realize there's no truth behind that belief. But that's not always easy to do. That inner game is so much a part of being successful in all aspects of life.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, you've really hit on several key points here. I know for me, you know, one of my areas of expertise is helping people get over the fear of selling, because you know, that can be a huge barrier in growing a successful business. Now, you've already shared that you had some limiting beliefs and fears that you had to overcome. So what were some of those techniques that you used to overcome those challenges?
Yeah, so for me, how did I overcome those issues and those challenges? I really started to think about what really sales meant to me, you know, how I was perceiving the process of sale and why I was so scared about the process. Mm-hmm. And everything changed for me when I started to consider a new perspective of the meaning of sales. For instance, I recognized the difference of getting the sale simply because I needed someone to say yes to me, mm-hmm. versus being of service to someone in need. I understood that in order to enjoy the sales process, I needed to know my prospect clients first to a mm-hmm. very deep level, right?
Right.
And this that allowed me to understand what they care about, to be present with them, to connect at a soul level, and have an authentic connection. And really that helped me understand that I was just not a stranger trying to convince someone mm-hmm. about buying my services.
Absolutely, yeah.
helping someone see whether I would be able to help them with their challenge. And it is a matter of seeing if you can help them. If you can foster that relationship, you're going to help them whether you sell your services or not. Mm-hmm. And by simply connecting at a heart level with them, they will feel your goodwill. They will feel your energy, right? Because I believe we're all psychics, right? We all feel mm-hmm. people's energy. So when you really create that good energy or goodwill of service, you that leads to trust and their ability to listen to you. It is a natural process. And I'm just, you know, I just want to share with your listeners, you know, think about the process of sales. Think about your regular relationships. You typically listen to people who you trust, right? Yep. Those who you have no connection with, you simply don't listen to, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So with this new perspective, selling can be really a simple and natural process. It's just a matter of shift in that perspective.
Yes, trust is a very important component of the sales conversation. And the fact that you're an expert at helping people work through their fears is a great skill to have when it comes to getting new clients. So the sales conversation becomes the perfect launching pad for your new client to start their work with you in overcoming their fears.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was actually something that really made a, you know, when I was able to see that, Wendy, what you're saying, that really like the fear almost kind of dissipates on its own.
Yeah.
Just because you're not taking this process. And I know a lot of colleagues who are starting, they have these fears, and you know, you're an expert as well. And it's just fear. It's just like, you know, mm-hmm. when we start something new, we've never done before, right?
Yep.
Of course we're going to have fear.
And I'm sure you're a master at peeling back and identifying the different types of fears people have and the root cause of each of them. But regarding the sales conversation, you mentioned the word convince. And sales used to be all about convincing, but that's really old school. Today's buyer really doesn't respond to that approach because they're more savvy thanks to the internet and, you know, easy access to information. So instead, the best sales approach is exactly like you've described, by conveying during your sales conversation a genuine desire to bring someone value and increase. And this is you know, a critical component as well as establishing trust. These are two of the key components that help prospective buyers make their decision to work with you or not. So thank you for bringing that up, Susanna.
No, of course. It's been a journey.
Ah, I love that. You're really your own personal expert based on your own journey. Plus, you've learned from some great mentors. And I know you're really an expert at helping professional women break through their fears and anxieties so they can reach higher levels of success. So how do women work with you? You know, what is your process?
Yeah, so I typically work with women privately on a one-to-one. That's how I started my business. And it's almost how you can say it's a little bit of an unconventional approach. We talked a lot about there's not a lot of strategy. It's more about understanding, you know, certain universal principles that really allows them to connect to their wisdom, to their internal wisdom, which we all have, mm-hmm. but we forget about it. Our, you know, that force, that however you want to call it, that higher power that is breathing through us, right? That makes our body work without us having to do anything. Mm-hmm. So I do that privately with women on one-on-one typically. And it's a joy really to be able to hold their hand and listen to their concerns and their fears and support them to navigate that.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I do it currently.
Yeah, that's great. And I know that when I was introducing you, I mentioned that your certifications not only include a certified spiritual practitioner, but also a law of attraction certified life coach and energy mindfulness master coach. Now, can you elaborate on any one of those or all of them?
Yes. So Great. I love that you asked that question. I mean, really, we live in a world where, you know, we're all energy, right? We're all connected. Mm-hmm. And we literally are connected through our emotions. You know, we all have the same. We all have feelings and emotions that literally tell us, it's our guidance system that tell us what whether we are thinking in a good or bad way, but mm-hmm. also it helps us to navigate the process of life by listening to the emotions. And that when I say master, you know, energy, mindfulness is to be mindful of your feelings and emotions and that energy that you are emanating as a result of your thoughts. And it's so powerful when people really understand the world of energy, and it's all, you know, it has to do with quantum physics. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too technical here.
Right.
No, I know we're in a world now where people are starting to open up to the language, right, of energy and vibration. But it all really comes down to a very simple simple principles that are spiritual, that are universal, which is, you know, we all have feelings. Our feelings tell us what we're thinking. And once we understand the energy that we vibrate, you know, every day, mm-hmm. as, you know, we go in life, we can actually be a choice and become very, very empowered, because we know that there's only a way that we can be successful in this life is to start looking within, you know, right, inside out. It's not, you know, the fears, all those things we think it comes from the outside world, but in reality, it's from the inside out.
Right.
And, yeah. and because it's all through our own internal thinking. And when people understand that, that's how people really, really start to change, because they start to become more empowered.
Right.
And they start to become more, you know, accountable in a way. Like when you stop blaming anybody outside of yourself for the things that you, for your results, that's when you're truly empowered.
Mm-hmm. Right. And once they have that realization of the power that they, well, we all do have, then I can see how that can lead to powerful shifts in becoming unstuck. Like you started out talking about in terms of feeling sad for women who settle for being in a situation that really isn't meeting with their desired levels of success. Instead of stepping out and going for it, they're letting fear hold them back. So you're really helping them tap into the truth of who they really are. I love that. That's really powerful.
That's when they make that shift, when that's when they start getting more money. That's when they start getting more success. Mm-hmm. That's when they start, like, you know, get another job or creating their careers. That only when they see that it's all an inside out mm-hmm. understanding.
Yeah, right. That's when they really connect with that empowered feeling, when they realize they're not a victim, but that they have what it takes. Susanna, it's really amazing listening to your own personal journey of becoming aware of your own limiting beliefs, addressing your own perceptions, and discovering what exactly was causing the struggles and challenges. You didn't share any specifics, but obviously being an overachiever, set yourself up for a lot of stress, having high expectations for yourself, which resulted in lots of worries and fears. And you've discovered exactly how to get past that and help others do the same. So curiously, how can listeners who are interested in overcoming their anxieties, fears, and worries and get in touch with their own internal power reach you?
Absolutely. They can certainly reach me through my website at susannavilmer.com. I have a great online training for your listeners called Activating Your Money Vibration. They can just go there, download it. It's absolutely free.
Okay. Great.
Also, through the website, they can inquire. They can schedule a private discovery call with me where I could help them get crystal clear about where they are, where they want to be. And I will have, you know, I will give them the opportunity to learn some powerful information that will support them in moving towards their goals. Mm-hmm. And Wendy, if I can just say one more thing about yes. this, I think it will be very very helpful to the listeners is to when, you know, one of the things that I learned also about the sales process that really was this, that was incredible for me, is that when you stop seeing the sales process as a, you know, as something that, that your well-being is dependent on it, you know, that your well-being is dependent of how many sales you get.
Right.
And when you fall into the illusion that, you know, if I don't get a yes, you know, I'm going to be I'm not going to be successful. That is just not helpful. That is an illusion. And I want to invite everybody here just not to fall into that illusion of thinking that, you know, if you're not successful in yourself, that doesn't mean that you're not worthy and you're not valuable. Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah, absolutely. Well, becoming successful at sales conversations is a separate skill set that needs to be developed. I mean, it's a learned skill and has nothing to do with an entrepreneur's validity or value of the service they provide. It comes down to, you know, understanding exactly what's needed for the prospective client to feel confident and excited about making their decision to move forward with their commitment. Not being good at sales and having a difficult time in getting clients is not a reflection of the need for the entrepreneur's service.
Yeah, and that's something that I want to share, because maybe not everybody feels that way, but certainly for me, obviously, because I dealt with the fear and all that stuff, that was a challenge for me that I had to overcome. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I'm glad you brought that up as something you struggled with, because I know that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with the getting clients part of being in business. So you've got this download available called Activating Your Money Vibration, which sounds fantastic. Now, I know I'm going to grab a download of that. So you can reach Susanna through her website. Now that's SusannaVilmer.com, SusannaVilmer.com. And be sure to go to her website and look for that Activating Your Money Vibration download. That's a gift that she's offering. And also apply for one of her sessions where you can have a direct conversation with Susanna, and she'll help you discover how to tap into your own inner strengths. And Susanna, you've shared so much great information during our time together, and I really appreciate the golden nuggets of wisdom that you've already shared. But I'd like to tap on you one more time here, if I could. Can you share with our listeners one piece of advice, specifically maybe to someone who is questioning their decision to become an entrepreneur, possibly dealing with fears or even doubting their ability to succeed? Do you have any additional piece of advice that you can share that might help them overcome that?
Yes, that's great. Well, first and foremost, I want to say that you have come a long way, really, already to be where you are today. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to this call, it is not an accident, but certainly a sign that you are on the right path. I would encourage you to really listen to that voice that is calling you to take a different direction about, you know, where you want to go in life. How do you want to be successful? And if you're frustrated right now, is perhaps take it as a sign that, you know, there might be learnings that you probably must recognize at this time. And also trust that those learnings will make you stronger and a more successful entrepreneur that, you know, in the future. So it's, you know, frustrations are, I know they don't feel great, but at the end of the day, it's really about the learnings that will make you succeed in life. And I always say, never give up on your passions. The real key always is to persevere. So never, never give up.
Yeah, that's great advice. And as entrepreneurs, when we first have our inspirations to go into business for ourselves, it's so exciting and we see the possibilities. You know, that's the pure energy. And then the layers of limiting beliefs, you know, thoughts that hold us back start creeping in, and, you know, those create the fear the feelings of fear and doubt and anxiety. So you're a perfect coach to help someone through those fears.
I told you, right, 7 years ago, I started, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. Of course, it's a piece of cake. Forget it. That's, you know, all the fear started. I would imagine, like, you know, take these calls, you know, when these podcasts are going to be so helpful for you, because it really will help you navigate the process of sales, and you don't have to suffer like I did, like, you know, for 7 years when, you know, I actually ended up giving up for a while. So I encourage you to continue to listen. Don't get discouraged, and always, always focus on the learnings.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. You know, you yourself have demonstrated that you just keep hanging on to the original vision and desire. You know, your pathway probably won't unfold as perfectly as you think, but as long as you keep that vision, and like you shared, Susanna, never give up. Well, Susanna, it's been so great getting to hear about your journey from holding a 9-to-5 job to following your passion and your vision and becoming a certified spiritual practitioner, a law of attraction certified life coach, and an energy mindfulness master coach. So it's just been awesome hearing about the great work that you're doing, and I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Wendy, thank you so much. Thank you to all for listening and for the opportunity today. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. And again, you can reach Susanna Vilmer through her website. So that's susannavilmer.com. And grab your copy of Activating Your Money Vibration. That sounds like a great tool. Again, thank you, Susanna. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Or are you shrugging off the lost sale by saying, they just weren't my ideal client? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot laser coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Susanna Vilmer. And as always, here's to your success.